If you spin the spheres in front of you, you will find the most important features for some Idria flowers. European Scopolia, Carniolan Lily, a lady's slipper orchid, toothed orchid, Idria primrose. Yes, the latter is also something special, a natural hybrid between Auricula and Carniolan primrose. It is endemic, which means that it grows only in the Idria region and in the outskirts of the Ternovo forest. Did you find it? European Scopolia, or Scopolia carniolica in Latin. It was named in my honor. I first observed it here in the Idria region and was also the first to send it to Linnaeus. He was as thrilled about it as I was. In our letters, we called it Atropa. He waited eagerly for the promised seeds. However, they took 18 long months to arrive, and they did not last. Meanwhile, the plant flourished twice in Idria. We didn't give up. He asked me for a root. It rooted well, and its descendants still bloom today in the Linnaeus garden in Sweden. In those days, naturalists dealt with the European Scopolia a lot. They renamed it several times over the years. Finally, in my 8th letter to Linnaeus, I dedicated my genus to this flower and named it Lithophilia carniolica. It loves rocks and forest floors. Then something happened that makes me uncomfortable even today. The mistake was corrected by renaming. My colleague, Jacquin, who asked me for a picture and description of this new genus, named this flower by himself Scopola carniolica in his book Botanical Observations, and not Scopolia, which would be correct. Why, you ask? Well, in my home country of Trentino, the word scopola means a slap in the face or a fateful blow. Can you imagine my humiliation? I certainly couldn't stand it, nor use that name in my books. 55 years later, the Austrian botanist Link corrected the mistake. So today you see the name Scopolia carniolica. When you see it in nature, just remember me and our socializing.